could get awkward. Wait.
Those are
wait, wrong for did sure. you
This could get
oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. All right, welcome to episode 17, which Sam just titled Stranger Danger.
Stranger Danger.
Yeah, no, I like that. We are going to talk about interesting interactions that we've had with strangers. But first, if you want to interact with us, which we are strangers to you, likely.
We you tell can... you guys everything. You can find us on Twitter at TCGA Podcast or on Facebook at This Could Get Awkward. And we would also love for you to email us any stories that you might have to thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, cool. So before we get into those stranger stories, I did just have a story that I wanted to share, kind of unrelated.
Okay.
I feel like a horrible human being for what I did. When I originally moved out to where I live now, it was the winter, so my car had the winter tires on it. And my parents moved out a trailer of all my stuff out here. And in the trailer were my summer tires. And whatever, put them on last summer, put my winter tires back on this winter. And then I go to put my summer tires on this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm loading the summer tires into my car. And I'm like, where the fuck are my hubcaps? And I was like, really angry. I was like, because I was like, my car's going to look like garbage now. Like, I have to have, like, these rims showing. And I was like, they lost my hubcaps. And I just assumed that the company that I talked them to lost my hubcaps. I'm like, why wouldn't they put them back in the bags? Like, I didn't put them anywhere else. I moved from one apartment to the next. And everything, like, left that apartment. These hubcaps should be with their tires and stuff. And so I was, like, fuming. Like, I was, like, angry when I showed up to get my tires changed. And I wasn't really rude or like yelling at this company or anything like that, but I was kind of like stern. I don't know where my hubcaps are. Like, I have a problem. And they're like, well, like, they're not in the bags. And I was like, no. And I was like, and you guys are the ones who changed my tires. They're like, well, that's really weird. Like, you're sure you had hubcaps? And I was like, yeah, I did. And
like, oh, no.
So They were great, and they're like, well, I guess we'll like take a look around and see if they're here. Like, I don't know why they'd be here, kind of thing. They changed my tires for me, and while I'm like paying my bill, they're like, so we're really sorry, but we ordered you some hubcaps. They'll be in you know a week or something like that, and just like come back in. We'll torque your wheels then, and we'll put the hubcaps on for you. And I was like, wow, awesome. Really great. Like, cool. This is awesome. Rightfully so. You guys are the ones who screwed up. You should be paying for my new hubcaps. I ended up going home shortly after that. And I was like sharing this story with my dad. And my dad was like, Janelle, your hubcaps never went out east with you. They're here on the farm. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I forgot to pack them when we moved you out there. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so right. And I'm just like feeling horrible. I'm like, I yelled at them and said that they lost my hubcaps and they ordered me new ones and they're paying for them. And my mom's like, you have to call them back and say, don't like, and if they can't return them, like you have to pay for them. And I was like, oh, I don't want to. I felt so bad. It was like a long weekend, so I couldn't call them. And I was like, oh, gosh. I was like, I feel like an idiot. And I have to, you know, apologize for accusing them of something that they didn't do. And then whatever. And I called them back and I like apologized. And I was like, can you guys like cancel those or like send them back or anything like that? I am so sorry that I said that you guys like lost stuff for me. And he was like, oh, yeah, no problem. Don't worry about it. Like, it was like the easiest thing ever. And I was like, just horribly embarrassed about the person that I was. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was definitely awkward, but yeah.
I have like a related story. Okay. Do I have time to tell it?
Why not?
Okay. My mom went to the grocery store and bought like a bunch of stuff, including a couple of really nice steaks. And then she gets home, she's undoing, like, unloading the groceries and stuff, and the steaks aren't there. So she calls the grocery store and she's like, I think my steaks were left behind. Like, they're on the receipt. They were bagged, so they must just be, like, sitting somewhere. Or, like, did somebody find them and move them or put them back or whatever? But, like, they're like, no, we don't have your steaks, and nobody has seen them. And then her and my stepdad, like, go to the grocery store and, like, talk to the manager, and they're like, this is unacceptable. Like, we didn't get our steaks that we paid for and stuff. And they're, like, expensive steaks and, like, da-da-da-da-da. And then they, like, come home and for some reason, like, needed to move the deep freezer, which is in, like, the boot room when you come in from the garage. And the steaks had just fallen behind the freezer.
Oh my gosh, that's priceless. So the grocery store wasn't going to, like, give them new steaks or anything?
I honestly can't really remember. I'm sure that they would have. Okay, I have a quick stranger story to start our stranger part of this podcast. So Spencer and I, obviously we just moved into a new place, and while our original intention was to take a few months to furnish the place and get the things we needed over, like, a few months period, we actually just, like, spent a crap ton of money within 3 weeks and did everything.
We were living there. You want it to be comfortable, right?
Like, yeah. And yeah. I'm not a patient person. And so, anyways, we just did it all. But we went to buy, like, a bunch of coffee tables, and they were really big and they didn't fit in our car. So we needed to borrow a friend's car. And we had, like, 45 minutes to go get his car, come back before the store closed. And so we were kind of like, and then I also wanted to get to this other store before it closed, like, around the same time. So we were in a super rush, and the friend whose vehicle we were borrowing had a few of our other friends over. So they were like, oh, just, like, come in for a little bit too. And I was like, we absolutely do not have time. So as we were driving there, I was like, Spencer, we get in, we get the keys, we get out, like, we go really, really quickly. You can go over there afterwards, like, when all of this is done, and have a beer or whatever. But, like, right now, like, we are in super rush mode. I need you to be on board with this level of, like, urgency. And he's like, okay, cool. And so he gets the address from our friend. We drive there. I'm like, what unit number is it? And he's like, it's 105. I'm like, okay. So I, like, march up, like, in a rush, all, like, super business, no time for anything. I, like, walk up to the door. I ring the doorbell, but I don't wait for anybody. I know, like, Colin and our other friends are in there. So I ring the doorbell. I just open the door. And there's this, like, man in, like, pajama pants, no shirt. And he appears to have just, like, brushed his teeth or washed his face or something.
What?
And I've never seen this person before. I've also never been to my friend Colin's place yet. So I'm not sure if this is, like, a roommate or, like, what's happening here. So I just, like, barge in. And he's like, oh, hi, and you are? And I was like, I'm Samantha, this is Spencer, is Colin here? And he's like, there's no Colin here. And I was like, oh my God, like, I am so sorry. I just barged into your house. And he was so chill and nice about it, but I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I must have got the address wrong. Like, I'm so sorry. And he was, like, so nice about it. And I was just like, okay. And I, like, left and closed the door. And I was like, Spencer, what is the address? And it was actually 103. And so I just went up to the wrong house and, like, barged in and, like,
oh my God.
And was like, I am Samantha, where is Colin? And this guy was, like, just chill in his pajamas, like, who are you? Like,
could you imagine if, like, he was, like, naked or something like that?
I know, like, that could have gone really badly. And, like, or he could have been, like, super angry, which he would have every right to be. So I can't, like, if someone just barged into my house, I'd be like, I'd probably hit them with a bat. Like, I felt so embarrassed.
Oh my God, that's great. Okay, so my next stranger story it's pretty short and sweet. It actually happened just a couple of weeks ago. And we were out at a bar and dancing, a bar that you and I used to frequent. And it has a tiny, tiny dance floor.
It's a very small dance floor.
The smallest. So you're crowded on there, and it's, like, one of the busier spots in town to go. So it's going to be busy on, like, a Friday night. They've got live music, and the dance floor just gets packed. So
yep.
You're gonna get bumped by people. Like, that's just kind of what you come to expect. And I have not like crazy long hair, but like long enough hair. And I don't remember if my hair was in a ponytail or if it was down, but I guess in my dancing, I was waving my head a lot and whipping my hair back and forth. And I kid you not, a normal human would, you know, maybe tap somebody on the shoulder and say like, hey, could you like dance a little less erratically or something like that. Like, you know, there is something that you can do before you reach this point.
Ma'am, would you mind calming down?
What this woman decided to do instead was she physically grabbed a fistful of my hair and just yanked my head down to the ground, but like not all the way down, but like towards that, you know, like
she moved. Aggressively pulled your hair.
Yeah, yeah. Like it was.
What the hell?
Intense. And she was like, I forget what she said to me. She kind of like told me that like I needed to leave the dance floor or like stop dancing or something like that. And then I was
Who is this like cold, evil woman?
I don't know. But.
Oh my God, I wish I had been there.
It was all just so like aggressive and happened so quickly, and I was like so caught off guard that I just turned around and I was just like, no, you dance somewhere else or something like that.
Yeah.
I wish I had like looking back, like I wish I had, you know, said something more to her. Like that was so unacceptable.
That's
to do to
not
a
acceptable.
Human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're having an issue with the way I'm dancing, like say something to me. You don't need
or
to
move. Like yeah. Move yourself to the other side of the dance floor or something, but don't pull someone's hair and pull their head to the ground and then like tell them to stop dancing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I wish I had been there. I would have ended her. No, I would have been like, I don't know what I would have done. It's probably best that I wasn't there.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it's the most aggressive thing that has ever happened to me like on a dance floor. It was insane. It was too much. Do you have any other stranger stories?
I have one that's kind of related to that. It was St. Patrick's Day and a few years ago, and I was in Florida with my family, and we were, that just reminded me of another story. We were at a bar for a little bit, and I was like walking through the bar, and I stepped on something that like kind of crunched under my foot, and this man was like, you bitch, you stepped on my sunglasses.
What?
And I was like, okay, I was just walking. I'm sorry I didn't see that you dropped your sunglasses, and I'm sorry I stepped on them, but did you seriously just fucking call me a bitch? And then, like, I got all, like, aggressive, and I was, like, in his face, and then he was in my face, and I was like, obviously, if this continues to escalate, it's not going to end well for probably me. But I, like, kind of got in his face, and then his girlfriend super quickly came and got in between us and was just, like, holding him back and then just being like, I'm so sorry. He's such an asshole. And I was like, he called me bitch, and she was like, I know, that's so terrible. Like, I'm so sorry. And was just, like, trying to, like, diffuse the situation.
Yeah.
And then I was like, whatever. And I left. And then my stepdad didn't really see what happened. And I was like super pissed off. And he was like, what happened? And I was like, this asshole just like called me a bitch. And then my like brother-in-law was like, Sam almost got in a fight. Like, we should go. let's leave the bar.
Was the other story related to this that you thought of?
It's just kind of funny. The last time we were in Florida, my brother-in-law took my niece home, so my sister didn't have to like worry. We had like a couple hours we could hang out and get a drink kind of a thing, and she really wanted to do shots, and so we were just kind of like, my Spencer and my mom and my stepdad went into the store to get ice cream, and Sarah and I were like, we'll be right back, and we went and we just like found this bar and like went in and ordered a couple of shots, and then as we're like sitting there doing our shots, my mom like casually like comes in and like comes up behind us, and she's like, hey girls, and we're like, mom. it was just funny because we're like old, like we're like adults now and stuff, and then our mom comes in and we're like, mom, get out of here. and then a few moments later, like my stepdad and Spencer comes in, and like Sarah and I are just like, okay, fine, we do our shots really quickly, and then we like all left. It was just kind of silly.
Oh, that's good. I don't know if anyone else enjoys doing this, but I thoroughly enjoy. I think honestly sometimes my favorite part of the night is the cab ride and talking to the cab drivers.
Yeah.
And I don't take a lot of cabs around where I live right now, just because I live downtown and like there's not a real walk. Big need for it. Yeah. But before our other friend moved out west, we were going out and we had to go like uptown for their karaoke, and somehow it came up that she was moving to this new city, and the cab driver decided like this is the best opportune time to tell her that the city that she's moving into is riddled with danger and gangs and like that is just like this awful place in Canada to live, which as far as I know it's not. I mean, every bigger city is going to have, you know, rough neighborhoods and stuff like that. And obviously way more dangerous than this like small community that I live in now and you used to live in.
Yeah.
But he had nothing good to say to her. And I'm like, dude, she's moving there in like 3 days.
Ma'am, I just want to be clear. You will die.
And so, and I don't even know if he had ever been there, but he's just like probably sharing not. All of these stories about like gang violence and like this and that. And he like gave her advice on what she needs to do as like a woman. And...
Well, thank you.
He was just like, okay, here's what you need to do. You need to go out to like the drugstore or the grocery store and buy a little bottle of Lysol, like spray. Like, I don't know. Lysol, like that. That's a cleaner, right? And he was like, and just get like a small size that'll like fit in your purse. And if anybody bad comes up to you, you spray that in their face. And I was like, he's like, it's like bear mace, but it costs way less. It was just like really interesting advice to get from a stranger. And I mean,
to be fair, you could probably spray almost anything in someone's eyes and they wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
It would probably give you a few seconds to get away if you needed to.
If we want to get real cheap, like get a little hand spray bottle at the dollar store and put vinegar in it. I'm sure no one's going to like that in their eyes.
For sure. For sure.
Any more?
My niece is at a grocery store. My brother-in-law's taping because she just is cute all the time. So we want to capture it always. And someone walks by and she's like, hi. And he's like, Eva, we don't say hi to strangers. And she's like, oh, we say hello, strangers.
Is that what
and he's like,
teaching
we
it?
No. He's like, we need to like work on this.
Oh, that's cute. She'll eventually learn.
We all did. Not to talk to strangers. I remember my family had like a code. Like if somebody were to come and say that my mom asked them to pick me up from school or something like that, I would ask them for the code. And if they didn't know the code, then they obviously weren't supposed to pick me up from school.
That's super smart. See, I grew up in a rural area. Not to say that like something like that wouldn't happen there, but I feel like maybe there was less of it, or I was worried about it less, or my parents were worried about it less. So, yeah. And like you had far less interactions with strangers because we weren't in like public places and like walking around sidewalks where people were. Like,
yeah.
We literally lived in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So
I had a very aggressive interaction. So I had just left a really strange family encounter that was very heated between a couple other family members. So I came home and I was walking my dog. I just let him out to pee like in front of my mom's house, like in her cul-de-sac there. And I was on the phone with my sister just telling her like about the crap that had just gone down. And I was all animated and fired up and like telling her like what happened. And in the meantime, my dog's peeing. And then this woman is like on a walk and she walks like through the cul-de-sac and Scotch runs up to her to say hello and sniff her crotch. And he's a golden retriever. He's very friendly, very sweet. So I don't really care about him doing that unless, like, someone is obviously scared or, like, whatever. But I was just like, whatever. This woman's walking around. My dog's going to, like, say hello to her. I don't give a crap. And I'm on the phone with my sister. And then she's like, this is not an off-leash dog park. And I was like, go fuck yourself. And she was like, excuse me? And then I was like, one second, Sarah. Because I'm on the phone with her. I was like, I said go fuck yourself.
What?
And she was like, what is your name? And I was like, I'm not going to tell you my name. And I was like, I'm just out front of my house with my dog letting him pee. You don't need to talk to me right now. Like, keep walking. And I like got so aggressive with her.
Oh my gosh.
And then she was like, She was like, where do you live? And I was like, I'm not telling you anything about myself. And then I like get back on the phone and my sister's like, what is happening? And I was like, I don't know. I'm just like losing it right now on this stranger. And I was like, she caught me in when I was already all fired up.
Yeah. So, like,
she didn't stand a chance. And then she stood there. I think she was just going to like wait for me to go home so she could like see which home was mine or whatever. So I took Scotch and I walked like way down the street and like went through this alley so I could go through the backyard and she wouldn't know where I lived.
But oh my god,
I like fully lost it at her. Seriously? And I honestly don't regret it at all because like I'm sorry, like I took my adorable golden retriever out to pee in front of my own house. He happened to come and say hello gently and adorably and sniff your crotch. Like, I'm aware it's not an off-leash dog park,
but it's also not an on-leash dog park. It's not a dog park.
Like, it's not a dog park. Like, it's I'm 5 steps from my house.
Yeah,
so you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, good. I think that's a good way to wrap it up.
I'm the stranger people warn their kids about.
Cool. Well, if
sorry for all the F-bombs.
We'll have to put an explicit warning on this, this episode.
Yeah. We should probably do that for most of our episodes.
A handful probably.
More than we do right now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. If you have any Stranger Danger stories you want to share, hit us up on Twitter at TCGA Podcast, Facebook, This Could Get Awkward, or you can email them to us, This Could Get Awkward Podcast at gmail.com. Cool.
Bye.
Bye.